Ganja John show's coming up. We just need some silence for the edit. And I need to test out a song here real quick. Yeah, that works. Yes. Okay, everybody. Ganja John show starts in 5 seconds. I fucked that up. I'm going to do it again.
I should have done that on mine. Oh, God.
We were 10 minutes in when we thought we were going to do it on yours, though.
No, yeah, but I meant when I fucked up my intro, too.
Oh, I gotcha. We need another studio. Okay. Welcome to the Ganja John Show. It's the end of the fucking world.
Massive earthquakes.
We got the rapture tomorrow.
Hope you're ready.
I'm ready to fucking party, dog.
Party hard.
Give me the drop. This is the theme song to my death. Taking one more step, dog. Every day. Tomorrow, we're all going to die. So this is the very last Ganja John show. We're going to burn from the inside out. Because we're filthy fucking drug users. Isn't that right, Coleco? Well,
That's certainly some people's interpretation.
That's some people's interpretation. I'm just smoking a plant, baby. That's all I'm doing.
But now God's gonna smoke you.
We're ready for it, guys. Welcome to the Ganja John Show, the very last Ganja John Show before we all burn alive in our own delicious juices.
So go give up all your life savings while you can.
Yes.
Repent.
Go ahead and donate your life savings to Normal tonight. Because you're not gonna need it tomorrow.
Or the Castillo for Congress.
Yeah, there you go. Split it up. Just split it up a little bit. I'm Ganja John. Twitter, at Ganja John. Sitting next to me is Coleco here in the studio.
Aloha.
This is the Ganja John Show, as I've said repeatedly over and over and over again. We have a lot to talk about today, Coleco.
Yeah,
really, we do. Some weird things have happened this week, including this Supreme Court decision that completely took our Fourth Amendment rights and bent them over and fucked them. And they're completely gone.
You know, right after George W. Bush was done doing that.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court decided they were.
Yeah, yeah. 8-1, an 8-1 decision this week that said the smell of marijuana is basically probable cause to come and get in your house and search it. This was based on the court case Kentucky v. King, where they had the police said that they heard scurrying, possibly a Jack Russell they were about to shoot. In a home that they didn't have a warrant for, the wrong house, but they smelled marijuana, they heard scurrying, so that was him destroying evidence is what they said. So, the lesson that comes from out of all of this, if your house smells like pot and someone knocks on your door and says they're the police,
don't move,
play the freeze game, pretend you're playing freeze tag and you've just been tagged. They cannot come into your house without a warrant, and I guarantee they don't have one if they're just smelling pot. You can indicate, do you have a warrant? And if they say no, say then you're not coming in. It's as easy as that. Don't open your door, people. Just, you know, talk to them from the door. And you know, as much as I hate to say it, don't trust the police. And, you know, your Fourth Amendment rights have been pretty much written off if you're a marijuana user. And this includes medical marijuana patients, even in states, you know, that gives the police way too many rights, as if they don't have enough already. I mean, but I don't, you know, I can't explain it as well as Mr. Aaron Houston can. And I just want to go ahead and play a clip from the Alanya show on, it seems like Russian television. We tried to figure this out, but it's in English. And this is our buddy Aaron Houston that we met at Normal Conference. We had a really good time with. He's the executive director of Students for Sensible Drug Policy. And he's going to explain this for you, what went on in the Supreme Court this week.
Drug policy. Aaron, thanks so much for being here tonight.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, I think this Supreme Court ruling is personally just the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard of or seen in my life. What's your take? I mean, do you think that the Fourth Amendment really has just been crushed to nothing after this?
Well, this certainly eviscerates or seems to eviscerate some what we thought were remaining Fourth Amendment protections. Certainly, those of us who are concerned with civil liberties have seen the erosion, concerning erosion of civil liberties, particularly the Bill of Rights, over the last decade or so. And this seems to affirm that. I think what this case was born of was discrepancies between certain circuits. I think the Eighth Circuit had a different standard than other circuits did. But you point up an interesting point here, and so did Justice Ginsburg, the fact that simply moving around inside the House would suggest to police officers that evidence is being destroyed. Interestingly, during the oral arguments in this case, Justice Kennedy asked the solicitor arguing for the government whether smoking the marijuana would count as destroying evidence. And of course, because of a earlier Supreme Court case, it actually does not count as destroying the evidence.
But that's an interesting one. I wonder what police that are right on the spot would have to say about that. But, you know, I think that, you know, right, there's an obvious danger here, because who knows what the smell of marijuana is to certain police. I mean, they could probably expand upon that. I think those are powers that could be abused. Who knows what kind of sound actually sounds like you're destroying this evidence. I mean, how many times have we seen, even when it comes to, you know, other laws or other rulings, police that constantly use this vague language to then abuse their power?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's exactly the problem. In my organization, Students for Sensible Drug Policy, is really organized around the idea that the war on drugs is a war on us, and that we shouldn't be sugarcoating this or candy coating it, that really it's a war on people, it's a war on us. And really, all of us are drug users. If you use caffeine, if you use Adderall, if you use Advil, you're a drug user. And we exist to have an honest conversation about these, about drugs and drug use. One of those pieces of honest conversation that we try to have is the fact that the war on drugs has been used as a bludgeon against people of color and poor people. And of course, what we see is the police using the excuse of drugs to search places or to search vehicles or persons. We see in New York City, for example, the disturbing trend that half of all marijuana arrests in New York City are black and Latino youth. They're young people under 18, black and Latino, half of all marijuana arrests. That's amazing. And that's an exact example of the police using a search capability that they have lawfully to actually expose people into criminal activity or criminal infringement. Now, it's also worth noting that really since the beginning, since September 11th and since Congress's reaction in September 11th, we saw a huge glut of federal funding coming, supposedly for terrorism. But a lot of that money went to drugs, and a lot of that money ended up going to municipalities to fight, to supposedly fight drug abuse. Because what we know is that not every community in America has terrorists, but pretty much every community in America has drugs and people with drug problems. And so what's happened is a lot of this supposed terrorism funding has actually gone to people getting their doors kicked in for minor amounts of drugs.
And we've talked about this a million times, you know, people getting their doors kicked in, getting their dog shot, getting shot in the chest. And, you know, Aaron couldn't have put it better. But like Kaliko said, you know, Bush started it, and now it's the Supreme Court's going to finish it. And I was never much for the big brothers watching you kind of thing. But, I mean, if the police can walk through an apartment building until they smell pot, knock on a door, say police, and hear anything, they can say that they were destroying evidence. Or, you know, cops, you know, they test a lie. There's a difference between testifying and test a lying. And, you know, their bottom line is to put people in jail and get those numbers up. But I don't know. I don't have a lot to say on this. It's really sad, and I don't know how it's going to undo this is a monumental task. And people always ask us, you know, when pot's legalized, is normal still going to be around? And of course, we're going to always be there, the consumer lobby for marijuana users. So
I don't want to go too far off the marijuana path, but you know, when we go to talk about single issue voters, like, this is one of the reasons why I couldn't go, like, if Barack Obama wasn't reelected mm-hmm. in 2012, we'd be even more screwed, because if a Republican were to get in and continue to appoint more conservative justices, we already mm-hmm. have five of them in there. So right. they already own the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
But Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the only dissenting voice in this vote, is going to retire soon. And yeah. if a Republican is able to replace her with another conservative justice, just the same way as, you know, Bush put Alito and those guys in office mm-hmm. or in place, we're going to be screwed. And, like, yeah. people who have these views towards, you know, civil liberties are going to continue to push, you know, their agenda through the court.
Yeah, and it's really too bad. And, you know, I love this country, but I feel like it's slipping away from me. You know what I mean? But it's been doing that for a while now. It seems like since about the 70s.
Since forever.
Yeah, it has since forever, since Washington. Was in office, actually, since General Washington
Surprise,
was in office.
We're not perfect.
Yeah, yeah. But that's why we're here. We're here to patch those problems and fix those problems. And I'm going to continue to be an activist. And we have good news to talk about, I swear. I got a song dedication. I might as well just run with some more bad news. What do you think? Should I just keep the bummer going? Today, Randy Savage died, which, you know, I grew up watching wrestling and... Now I watch that old wrestling from the 80s and 90s when I'm super high, and it's hilarious. And this feels to me like a cartoon character dying, you know, like Scrooge McDuck dying. You know, what am I going to do? But a real tragedy. I mean, he had a heart attack and got in a crash today, and it's really sad. And I just wanted to go ahead and play the best diss track ever. Because I think people should be able to see the joy in death and the joy that I get out of Randy Savage's his rap album, this is the title track.
I love it.
The title track from his rap album. This is called "Be a Man." It's a diss to Hulk Hogan, which is just fucking awesome. And rest in peace, Randy. Seriously.
You coward. I dig it in. Oh, man, you set it off.
Set it off.
Used to be hard off, now you done turns off. Doing telephone commercials, I seen ya. Dancing and tight as a ballerina. I do want to know you had those tendencies. Cause you've been running from macho like I got a disease. Do please, your pay-per-view, that was a joke. You're avoiding Randy Savage cause you know you can smoke. Come on, that phony fight the rock, spank you fast. But when I tell him, told me to a real fight, he passed. I called him out, but the punk was scared to go. It was a charity event, but the hall didn't show. Hollywood hooked up, you're at the end of your rope. And I'ma kick you in the butt and wash your mouth, I was so. Cause, like Rodney Dangerfield, you get no respect. So come on, Hulk, this wreck, so I can put you in check. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from a macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from a macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hogan. Boy, you's a chump. Cause all Hogan is a real big punk. They call you Hollywood? Don't make me laugh. Cause your movies and your acting skills are both crap. Your movie's straight the video, the box office can't stand. While I got myself a feature role in Spider-Man. You hide the man, but when I find you, it's gone. And when I slam it to the dirt, you wish you was never born. I smell a coward. Is that you, Hogan? Macho's gonna kick your butt. That's the slogan. You try to ignore me, thinking I'll go away. But I'ma keep on listening with you two day after day. And once you step to Macho, you're through. The joke's on you, so Hulk, what you gonna do? Probably nothing, cause you're a real big punk. You call my dad up on the phone, man, use a chump. Cause if you really got static, take it up with me. And I'll pump your butt out for the world to see. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be a chump. I never thought Hulk would go wild like a punk. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's what I heard. Be a man, Hulk. Boy, use a chump. Be a man, Hulk. Come on, don't be scared. You're running from Macho, that's what I heard. Be cause Hulk Hogan is a real big punk.
Gummies Black Force, YouTube champs, Rex doing Tana kills, okay. Colder than the Santa chills, slicker than banana pills, upper for the world, plus the dime, so the cannons fills, only getting better every day, we ain't planning kills, still in my warm-ups, you ain't even seen it peak, Ocean City in the spring, shut it down for senior week, if all of that Louis, I would never rock, proud of me, I threw away the socks for them Sperry top sliders, apparently I'm next to you, and better than the rest of you, headed to this door, why they be standing in the vestibule, she say my flow now. I be like, who mine? Cause every discount, baby, don't forget your coupon. Yeah, they say them hoes come around when you famous. I need a woman that can tell me what my name is. See, I admit it, I get jealous when they can't look. Cause she been there for me, she let me hold the MacBook. Showed you every song, told me that you love it. Think you in control, and I am just a puppet. No, stubborn from the gate. It's the cue to her snapping when she don't seem happy. I am Shooter McGavin, so it's equal opportunity. That means a bigger playing ground. And if you say it, then you might as well say it now. Understand I'm busy, you already said it. I'm proud of what we doing, but look at where we headed. And I won't even dumb it down, giving you the run around. Racing for that pink slip, you can put a honey down. This feeling's irreplaceable, I don't know what to say to you. She killing me, she thrilling me, I'm hoping I can make it through.
I love you, I love you. I come home every night and I hug you. You're the only woman I ever run to. You come through, she always come through. I love you, and I love you. I come home every night and I hug you. You're the only woman I ever run to. You come through, she always come through.
Yeah, tell me it's never ending, but now it's time to go. It's plain and simple, cause that game is like Guantanamo. So you either swim or sing, lifeguard safe like a bright guard. Sounds super soft when you write hard. I seem bashful, even though my glass flows straight to the point. Man, I got that Steve Nash flow. I said I listen, then right to watch the pain away. Front seat tripping out, feel like I'm a trainer day. You're like a rookie dog, telling me to cook them all. Hit me with the show, I tell Evan to book them all. Hotter than light of fluid, and yeah, we might just do it. Cause now we playing like Scottie Pippen and Michael do it. But they were champions to everybody knocking, man. You can't come in. Break me down and use me like a sampling. We be over here, everybody over there. The beat's hopper opposite. My flow is like a polar bear. And yeah, she be hating the people I don't care for. But I need you to pick me up from the airport. Cause when I'm jet lagged, I'm like set back. Girls text me and I won't probably ever text back. I think it's fake love, it's never real passion. How is life gonna feel once the deal happens? Nothing's guaranteed, but I'm thinking ahead. I'm up before the world, I can sleep when I'm dead. For now I'm living, so I rip it apart. And if you knock me down, baby, I'll be spilling my heart. I mean, I love it when she smiles, and I love it when she sings. Possibly just a fling, but I think it's everything. Feeling guilty and ashamed wherever my eyes go. All I see is the rain, well, I guess it dries slow. Application of pain, fascination with fame. I got a vision that I'll be decapitating the game, yeah.
I love you, I love you. I come home every night and I hug you. You're the only woman I ever run to. You come through, she always come through. Cause I love you and I love you. I come home every night and I hug you. You're the only woman I ever run to. You come through, she always come through.
That was OCD, Moosh and Twist. With the tune Black Forest Gummy Worms. I fucking love that song. I absolutely love it. I'm trying to...
So would a Black Forest Gummy Worm be like licorice? Like black licorice?
No, dude. There's actually a brand of gummy worms called Black Forest.
Hmm.
It's, they're pretty good, too. They're nice. Cheap as shit.
I don't often get gummy worms.
Well, I don't really either, but our buddy Russ Belleville, it's his fuel, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, dude. He'll hit up the... well, he hasn't been doing it lately. He's been jogging lately, kind of working out a little bit. We got the bag down here. He's been working a little bit lately, but it used to be his unleaded, man. He would go down to the gas station down the street here, grab some gummy worms, and he'd pass them off to me and go, gummy worms? It's the only thing you need,
I
man.
I picture him saying that.
Yeah. Gummy worms.
I have to put together a care package.
Yeah, seriously. I'm good, man. I'll cough my ass off.
All right.
One thing I wanted to talk about a little bit. I wanted to remind you guys. I mean, I know this is a comedy show and a hip hop show, and I try and I don't know, man. I'm not in the mood today. I'm not in the funny haha mood.
I hear you, bro.
I'm just, you know, going to the state capitol this week, and you know, this Supreme Court decision, the Kentucky v. King decision. I've been getting bummed out, and I feel like, you know, you and me, we're preaching to the choir, man, but I feel, I'm not trying to diss anybody or be down on anybody, but I feel like people need to just get more involved, and one of the ways you can do that is somebody out there, you know, somebody out there I know is going to do this, and if I get one person to do this, that's great. You know, there's a new bill up, the Support Industrial Hemp Farming Act of 2011. And I want people to call their congressman now, tomorrow, you know, during the rapture, or Monday when the rapture's over, when this rapture thing blows over. Is, you know, call your representatives in Congress and ask them about, you know, becoming one of the original co-sponsors, because they can still get into it now. And I'm going to be calling Earl Blumenauer, who I've met personally a few times, and I know we'll get into this, but the Hemp Farming Act of 2011 will legalize hemp farming in, you know, is introduced by Barney Frank, of course. And let me see.
Was Ron Paul on that one?
Ron Paul was in that one. Dana Rohrabacher, Jana Polis, and I mean, really, this is something that needs to happen, maybe even more than the legalization of marijuana. This is more important to our lives. And one of those reasons is, you know,
to the world, to the life of the planet,
to the life of our planet. Seriously. Yeah. And we're dealing with, you know, a pretty bad crisis as far as global warming goes and climate change, which I'm down on the whole global warming that term, but I think it should have been called climate change, because that's something that a lot of people don't understand. They say, well, what were you supposed to be warm? It's cold as shit. Well, now, you know, it changes in extremes in both ways. But that's neither here nor there. I'm just kind of rambling.
We don't even
now.
Need to get into that discussion.
Yeah, I don't even get into that discussion. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's important to our planet, and I'd really like to be able to build my house out of hemp.
Yeah.
And have it be even more carbon negative by having that hemp be local and not, you know, shipped in from China, where, you know, it's of questionable quality sometimes, or even shipped from Canada. I mean, it's really, really expensive. And, you know, I'm wearing three pieces of hemp clothing right now. I'm wearing hemp socks, hemp shoes, and a hemp hoodie. And all those things cost me a lot of fucking money.
There you go.
But I'm willing to spend that money because it's something I really, really believe in. For the download, we'll be talking about this more on Normal Show Live next week. But for the download, I'll give you a link where there's a call script that you can check out, and, you know, we'll kind of guide you on how to talk to your representative about this. And, cause I mean, it's like I said, very, very important. And, I'd really, really like to be buried in a hemp built casket. That's my dream. That's how I want to go out. But, you know.
That would be nice.
You think so? Just make me part of the earth again, man. I don't need some mahogany bullshit. But it's really important to me, and it should be really important to you, because a lot of these hemp activists, they try and get away from us, and I think that we need to show our compassion for hemp too. Cannabis Carry talks about it a lot. And it's just something that I think we need to talk about more. I feel Hemp History Week didn't get its coverage this year like it should have.
It was really small.
Yeah, it was.
I think Carrie did a great job.
Carrie did an excellent job, and last year she did an excellent job covering it on the show. But you know, we all need to get more involved in this as much as we can. But you know, we need your help, and your representative in the House really needs to get on top of this, and that's really all I got to say about it.
Like, you should just be able to show footage of the oil spill in the Gulf, uh-huh. and just be like, this
could have not been a problem.
This. Yeah. And growing hemp. Right? Yeah. It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah. And we'll be debuting a tune here on the Normal Network pretty soon called Wild and Free by Ziggy Marley and Woody Harrelson that is, you know, someday that's our dream is to see hemp fields forever.
That's the background of my Twitter page is a bunch of hemp fields.
Yeah.
It looks like it goes forever.
Yeah. And I mean, it's very important and it's not a laughing matter, but on the other hand, we're going to talk about some good news when we come back from another tune. We're going to talk about gun rights in Oregon, which directly affects us. That's something that I like to bring up a lot, too, when we get the liberal-conservative argument, and you feel like, conservatives don't support us, blah, 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 blah. Start talking about gun rights. Why is someone from the NRA not on our show? You know, I thought that was a Second Amendment right, that we're allowed to have guns. You know, we're allowed to defend ourselves no matter a drug user or not. But, you know, it's hard to get people on your side sometimes. But we're going to play some politically inspired hip-hop. What do you think? You're not saying a word, man. I'm just talking at a wall.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry.
You're fretting over the last hour, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
For those of you out on the podcast, we do our shows live together Friday nights on the Normal Network, live.normal.org. And, Kaliko's show before mine, I think it went well. He says it went shitty.
I'm just in meditation right now.
You're just meditating?
I'm just meditating.
Well, I'm going to help Kaliko meditate with some really, really good, relevant politically hip-hop. This is Blue Scholars with No Rest for the Weary.
Just another day grinding up stone till they turn into dust. It's tough times in the rough. Diamonds ain't enough to cover up a corrupted and fucked up legacy of strange fruit, bloody whips and smallpox. Trigger happy cock, barbed wire and fire water, y'all, it don't stop. When the colonizer came with the cross and the sword, I drew the first spear and said, I declare war. I'm a battle scar wearing heir apparent, descendant of a long lineage of proletariat. So check the work ethic in the name. The lessons might change, but the essence of the message is the same. So when they say anything, say why is it? Class is in session till the teacher gets a big slip. I ride the rhythm and buy the little wine. Talk head, get the concrete to line with your spine. I seek to find peace, but it's war all the time. It's deep like the tribe from Renton to Shoreline. I'm a more mindful guy ever since finding out that I'm about to be a father. And doubt is not an option. And now I can't be getting crunk to fade in this often. So get your hands dirty, cause a prayer ain't enough, boss. What cross? We got crucified by buckshot. 1 million Jesuses and Judas got his nuts off. Pages torn out the memory of those who remain shackled in the chains of international capital gain. They claim civilized with the animal ways. Peace to Oakland, I've never been a fan of the A. But some days you can find me inscribing my soul on the page. Every crime has an alibi. Disciplined and organized is how I handle mine. New Jacks are spending mad time on they battle rhymes. I can't knock it if you find it entertaining. I rep those whose labor ain't compensated. So check the work ethic in the name. The lessons might change, but the essence of the message is the same. So when they say anything, say why is it? Class is in session till the teacher gets a big slip. 40 to a class, no wonder we delinquent. Half the school district never make it to commencement. I bend the spine of the track until it snap. Pop's working overtime and he got a broken back. Got three little sisters, one brother in Iraq. And mom prays novenas to keep the fam intact. But the song ain't a song waiting for God to answer. Brothers call me dog, they got the letters backwards. I'm back with a plan of attack to repossess my name, face, and history, y'all. Who want to test my capacity to spit caliber shit into a rhythmic lesson? And entertainment's a legitimate weapon, igniting the cipher sessions. I'm deciphering life and blending both theory into practice. I write vernacular and actual fact, God, no posturing. 1,000 points and fingers, I defied every one of them. I ride for my brethren who carry the
burden of a future uncertain. Till the fall of the curtain, you better move. Hold your head high, soldier, it ain't over yet. That's why we call it a struggle. You're supposed to sweat. Check the work ethic and the name. The lessons might change, but the essence of the message is the same. So when they say anything, say why is it? Class is in session till the teacher gets a big slip. Crazy landlady trying to switch up on the lease. If she raises up the rent again, it's time to say peace. Peace, peace, and that's my peace. It's still all about the bullet in the belly of the beast. From the east, my brother, we came. The lessons might change, but the essence of the message is the same. So when they say anything, say why is it? Class is in session till the teacher gets a big slip. So keep marching till your feet split open. No rest for the weary blue scholars. Keep going.
Blue Scholars.
I love it, dude.
Yeah, Caligo introduced me to these guys. They're fucking awesome.
They are, man. You need to reach out to them, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's gonna happen, dude. They're only 3 hours north. What are you talking about?
Oh, shit.
They got a new album coming out here in June.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
On top of it.
Yeah, dude. One of the new tunes, you can check it out on YouTube, called John DeLorean. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I saw you post that on my Facebook.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah.
Good tune. Good tune. Welcome back to the Ganja John Show. Well, you'll never hear grindcore. Ever. Not even once.
Or political talk.
You're going to hear political talk. Coleco's getting fired up, dog.
I am, dude. I can't help it.
I know what you mean,
I either got to bite my tongue or I talk a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all good, man. You don't have to censor yourself on this show. I mean, I know you do, but you don't have to.
I got
to
censor myself in life.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I don't know, man. I think you should just go at it full bore and see what happens.
Oh, I'm gonna go full bore. Oh, good Lord.
Well, no, you know what I'm saying. Like, just real, dude. Just real.
Oh, man. Just let me in a debate. That's all I want to say.
Just, yeah, totally. Just that's what I'm talking about.
Let me at him. Let me at him.
Yeah. Look at this guy. He's a spicy little fucker.
Motherfuckers.
I love it. I love it. So this week in the Oregon Supreme Court, a few of my buddies, some lawyers, some good friends of mine, got a big win. For concealed carry permits in marijuana, and we are now allowed to have concealed carry permits for handguns in the state of Oregon. And I want you to riff on this, man. I'm all for gun rights. I'm a full disclosure. I've had a concealed carry permit. I've been pulled over with a gun in my car a few times. And I've been pulled out of my car because I had a gun in my car. The reason why I had that was, I mean, it had nothing to do with marijuana. It had to do with me carrying a lot of cash, working in a seriously.
Yeah, right.
Working as a courier, doing a lot of deposits.
Cool, dude.
Just carrying a lot of cash. You know, if you have $5,000 in cash on you, you want to protect yourself. But Kalika and I were talking about this a little bit. When you own a handgun, you have that handgun for in the event that you get in trouble, you can kill someone, that you can take a life.
Sure, it's not target practice.
Yeah, it's
I'm
to
sure,
take
I'm
a
sure,
life.
I'm sure it's just target practice.
I mean, when you're putting a gun in your home, you're there to take. You're putting it there in case you need to take a life. I don't subscribe to that. I mean, I know that. Dude, it's cool that we disagree. You know, somebody saying something.
No, I'm just, I'm ready to watch the chat room. That's
it. Oh yeah, I know what you mean. My thoughts on it is if I have a gun in my home and someone's in my home, I know that statistically I'm more likely to shoot somebody that's in my house, and or, you know, someone living in my home. I don't aim at people when they come into my house. I let them know I have a gun. I don't want to give away all my secrets, but in the past, I put the first round as a blank in every, I keep all my guns loaded. I keep them locked up. I keep the key real close to where they're locked up, I'm not going to lie. But not anymore. I don't have any guns anymore. 100% serious on that. Yeah, man, I put a blank in the first round of the clip in the chamber, and I meant to scare people, and there were times where I had to do that. I had to fire off a blank, and somebody hears a gunshot, man.
Oh, for sure.
They're out.
Peace.
They're out.
But later.
I know that all people aren't like that, dude. I know that there's people with itchy trigger fingers who are just waiting for someone to give them an excuse.
Yeah, I hear them on the Lars Larson show often.
Often,
actually.
Often, yeah, yeah, seriously. But yeah, I don't know, man. Let's riff on this a little bit.
Well, I mean,
I think let's talk about the marijuana side of it.
Yeah,
I think a grower has every single right to protect themselves,
sure.
Especially growing something like that. I think that it comes down to personal responsibility, but you know.
Right.
Personally, my views on it is if you're going to own a handgun, you have to take a handgun safety course.
Oh, that would seem kind of minimal to me.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, a lot of people would bitch about that.
Oh, I know. And that's what I'm saying.
That seems like such an easy thing to do. I mean, you have to take a driver's test to get a car, and
right.
They tell me a car's a having a driver's license is a privilege and not a right.
You got to go through a separate test for a motorcycle, things
oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the founding fathers didn't know we were going to be driving horseless carriages. You didn't have to have a goddamn license for a horse. You know, I think there's obviously some discrepancies there. If you have to qualify to own, you know, to drive a car, shouldn't you qualify to shoot a gun? You know?
Like I said, seems to make sense to me. But apparently, I mean, some things that I think make sense don't
yeah,
make sense.
Yeah. But, you know, as a grower myself, I just, I have a baseball bat. And
there you go. I like
in my, but obviously I don't grow at home. I keep that very separate from my life, because it's illegal and because I know that people want to steal it. And I've had grow stuff stolen before, just straight out of my house, or straight out of the place that I grow at. I used to grow at home, and there's a reason why I don't anymore. But I mean, it sucks. It sucks so bad that I'm just here essentially growing my fucking Prozac and people want to take it from me. And it's scary. I mean, it's really scary. Like, you know that, I mean, since you've been in this, how many people have shown you their grows? Not a lot, really.
Oh no. Well, I mean, yeah, I just have had friends show me.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, I've met 1,000 people that grow. And I've seen a couple grow rooms. And
oh,
I,
for sure.
I understand people keep that, you know, they
yeah,
keep
yeah.
that close to their chest. And there's a reason why. And it's
yeah.
it's fucking scary growing pot. It really is. Because there's people out there that don't have good intentions like you do. And, you know, the other scary thing is, too, like, if you own a gun, do you feel responsible enough to control yourself when someone's running away to not shoot them? And, I mean, there's people, and we've talked about this. There was a guy, it was in California? Yeah? I don't remember.
I'm not sure.
Excuse me where it was. Excuse me, but a guy who was getting ripped, getting robbed from his plants, and somebody shot one in the air, and the guy was running away, and he shot him and killed him. And you know what? That's fucking murder, man.
Yeah.
And you got
no way around it.
Yeah, you just, I don't know. I understand that he was stealing from you, but I mean, I can't imagine. If I was growing 50,000 plants, I don't think that's worth a life.
Well, see, that's what I'm just going to, like, if we were to legalize it, we wouldn't have to worry about
it. We wouldn't
have
to worry about this at all because everybody could grow it. And, you know, then it wouldn't be as interesting to the criminals because it wouldn't be a crime anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because at that point, it's not worth breaking into a house to get.
Right. It's not worth it. It's not worth going to jail for 6 years for something that you can get really easily on the street.
That you can grow at your own house.
Yeah, you get it from friends. They'll just give it to you because there's going to be so much.
Right.
You know, it's not going to be a big deal.
It's like bubble gum.
Yeah, it's going to be bubble gum. You know, if you go and, buy gum, you're going to give it to your friends. What?
I'm just thinking, comparing marijuana to bubble gum? Are you crazy?
That's not what we're trying to
Are
say.
Are you trying to get the kids high?
Yeah, I love that about you know, I don't have to censor myself, obviously. I got my show's fucking named after me. I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Fuck y'all.
Yeah, fuck all of you. But anyways, I digress. That's the thing. We get our words twisted a lot, and it's it's disheartening sometimes, but I don't know how I got this far away from a win and got, you know, all down and depressed. What kind of weed are we smoking?
What?
I gotta blame you on this one, Kaliko.
No, whoa.
I got no humor in my bones right now.
No,
man.
Humor.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
We're just smoking, listening to some hip hop, having some conversations. And,
you know, sometimes you just gotta have. Sometimes you need a dose of reality, man.
I think so. Yeah, I've been living in a fucking wonderland for the last couple weeks.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, whatever.
And yeah, you just. I think people. I don't think enough stoners really get the information that they need to get. Look, Kaliko's laughing.
Cause fucking Rio, man. Kaliko kills it. He's hilarious.
That guy.
Flub.
That fucking guy. Seriously. We've been doing the Rio question of the week, and it's funny because on Normal Show Live, we do the Rio question of the week for Dr. Mitch. And they're usually like, what would you do for a Klondike bar? Or some bullshit. He's actually, I think he should get some business cards printed up that say Chris Stereotype and just say Devil's Advocate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's really all he needs. That's all you need.
Devil's right hand man.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
I'm not saying that you're the devil.
Yeah.
I love you.
So, one thing, you know, I know some people come here to hear me talk, and, well, actually, probably most people come here to listen to me talk and bullshit. I'm sorry I'm not in a better mood. I haven't been to the gym today. That's probably why.
Yeah, dude, we should go fucking rock it after this.
You want to go rock the gym tonight?
Yeah, man. I got my clothes in the car.
Oh, let's do
it. I'll be doing it in my flip-flops, but, you know, I'm Hawaiian. I don't give a shit.
Oh, I got some shoes for you. What's your shoe size?
10.5.
I can find something for you, dog.
All right.
I got something for you. I know a lot of people come here to hear me talk. I come here to just play hip-hop for you because it's one of my passions. I come here to talk about pot and play some hip-hop. You know what I mean? And one thing I do love about hip-hop is mixtapes and how they don't have ASCAP or BMI on most of them. And so I can play whatever the fuck I want. So,
Complete control.
So coming up next is, a song that I will admit has one of the worst hooks I've ever heard in my life. There's some complexity in there and that's what I like in hip hop. I like something that I have to listen to 5 or 6 times just to keep up. This is Eminem and Royce the 5'9" with their new mixtape. It's called Bad Meets Evil, and this is the tune Fastlane. Why do the tunes never start when I ask them to start? You know what I mean?
Well, that would be too easy.
Yeah, I'm going to edit all this out. Eminem and Royce the 5'9" with Fastlane.
I kill ya, my natural persona is much worse. You've been warned if you've been born or if you conform. Slap up a cop and then snatch him out of his uniform. Leave him with socks, hard bottoms, and bloomers on. And hang him by his balls from the horn of a unicorn. Y'all niggas intellect mad slow, y'all facts know. Claiming you banging, you flaming. Bet you can light your own cigarette with your asshole. Me and Shady dead at the pass, so that basically resurrected my cash flow. I might rap tight as the snatch of a fat dyke. Though I ain't rap tight, my blood types the 80s. My 90s was like the Navy, you was like the Brady's. You still fly kites daily. Catch me in my Mercedes, bumping ice ice. Baby screaming shady till I die. Like I have a paradise, life's crazy. So I live it to the fullest till I'm Swayze. And you only live it once. So I'm thinking about this nice, nice land. And wait, don't stop me now before I get on a roll. Let me tell you what this pretty little dame's name is. Cause she's kinda famous. And I hope that I don't sound too heinous when I say this. Nicki Minaj, what I wanna stick my penis in your anus. You morons think that I'm a genius. Really, I belong inside a dang insane asylum. Cane and trot them trailer parks crazy. I am back and I am razor sharp. Baby in this back with a capital B with an exclamation mark. Maybe you should listen when I rip the linguistics. Cause I'm gonna rip this mystical slick shit. You don't wanna become another victim or statistic of this shit. Cause after I spit the bullets, I'ma treat these shell casings like a soccer ball. I'ma kick the ballistics, so get this dick, I'ma lift this.
Life in the fast lane. Moving at the speed of life and I can't slow down. Only got a gallon in the gas tank. Line, so I can't stop now. I don't really know where I'm headed, cause I'm enjoying the ride. I don't roll till I drop, don't ride till I die. I'm living life in the fast lane. Life in the fast lane.
Yeah, my whole goal as a poet's to be relaxed in orbit at war with a bottle. As Captain Morgan attacks my organs, my slow flow
flow is euphoric, it's like I rap endorphins. I made a pact with the devil that says I let you take me, you let me take a shovel, dig up the corpse of Jack of Orkin. Go back and forth and more beef than you can pack a fork in. I'm living the life of the infinite enemy down. My tenement chimney now, the semi serenity pow. Spin them around, entering in the vicinity.
Now it's calling him in, but he threw it a candy and ate the rap. I shoot him up and spitted him out. Gurgity up, not kick it down. He's looking around this club and it looks like people are having a shit fit now. Yeah, little trailer trash, take a look who's back and tip the town. Did a sister start a motherfucker? Fuck them all, he's just a whole motherfucking wall. I'll kick it down every time he comes up with the round. And he came for the cops and laid with 5'9 to hold this bitch down. Like a motherfucking chink in the water, he's trying to tip to drown. Shorty, when you dance, you got me captivated. Just by the way that you keep licking them dicks like a lips, I'm agitated, aggravated. To the point you don't suck my dick, then you're gonna get decapitated. In other words, you don't fucking give me head, then I'ma have to take
and
it.
And after taking that, I'ma catch your case. It's gonna be fascinating. This gonna say the whole rap ain't passed away on top of the affidavit. Graduated from master debater slash massive masturbator to Michael Jackson's activator. Meaning I'm on fire off the top. Might wanna back up data. Rolling over hip hop in a verbal tractor trailer. Homie, they sick. You can normally ask a hater. Don't it make sense? It's these shell cases. It's just like a bag of paper dropped in the lap of a tax evader. Homie, they spit.
And I make that ass drop like a sack of potatoes. What girl on the cracker later? Percolator, this party. Be my penis ejaculator later. Tell your boyfriend that you just struck data. You're rolling with a player. You won't be exaggerating when you say you're living
life in the fast lane.
Jazzmatazz mix CD in the building with my partner, the super producer Solar, 7 Grand Records, putting it down lovely. New York to Seattle to worldwide, got our peeps in the house, new scholars and Carmen Market. Can't let the game go sour.
I felt pain of all types, but still the same, it's alright. Of course they want a stereotype, but it's all hype. I can't let the game go sour, it needs me. I'm hungry like the black Oliver Twist, feed me. If need be, I snatch your mic up quick. Blast you right up, kid, sit back and light up shit. The crowd pleaser, street avenger in your loudspeaker. Witness the flow, I'm a proud teacher. The double helix, chemicals react to me. It's like sex, the way I do it naturally. Hey yo, I'm peeping your card, increasing my odds. You see my trigger punk cock, then I'm squeezing it hard. While you boast, the fury I bring silently. My name and my reign kinda like the Ming Dynasty. And not returning for more, that's like your favorite pro baller not returning the score. I can't let the game go sour, it needs me.
The cost of the fame and the power is not free.
I can't let the game go sour, it needs me. Sour, it needs me.
Torch run, I hold the flame for the devout MC.
I can't let the game go sour, it needs me.
My latest taste have me doing up a screw gas face. Flavor made way for paper, raps the new rap race. And through that maze, a few cats blaze with ease. In the trap with the cheese, breezing back into last place. I track the pace of the game's gurus, proving stamina. Nothing ventured, ain't nothing gained, clueing the gambler. And the odds, stakes have been raised to record highs. Recognize that the player station is jeopardized. I testify the motion of the movements undisturbed. Undeterred by the actions of the faction. Now we'll first see the power of the verse serve to disperse the people. And put them in position like Stratego, controlling the board. No wranglers that hang with all ground placement. Next generation
is the 7 Grand
Foundation. Platform for the contribution of the youth is critical. Enlist them in the booth. Salute the general, son. Come on.
The cost of the fame and the power is not free.
I can't let the game go sour. It needs me. I can't let the game go sour. It needs me.
Torch runner, hold the flame for the devout and see.
I can't let the game go sour. It needs me.
Now to each his own, unless you're trying to own me. Mind, body, and soul, possibly my sole property. This camaraderie built for longevity. Mics I palm steadily, writing the song's melody.
I can't let it all just be a lost memory. There's no guarantee if I fall, they gon' remember me. And so my weaponry is choice and my voice, and victories are getting measured by the size of the noise. If I convince one kid not to enlist, it's the fulfillment of a purpose and a will to exist. And I struggle with love thick, held in my grip, and that's the reason that your heart's the same size as your fist. If the gifted one quits, apocalypse will come next. The context is more than just respect or a check. It's a long march ahead, and we ain't even started yet. It's just half of how hot shit can get, mass mind, y'all.
Yeah, the game goes sour, it needs me.
From BK to the SEA all day. Yeah. From the bricks to the 206. Brooklyn.
We're back. That was Guru with Common Market and Blue Scholars.
Blue Scholars making another appearance.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, get love me into them. Stuff, man.
Love them.
Yeah, I absolutely love them. I'm sorry that we're not more prepared for the show this week. I've just been, I've been so busy. I feel like I donate all my time to normal sometimes.
Things have been crazy, man.
Half of it is responding to emails, and like I get texts from people like, "Did you get my email?" I'm like, "No, I fucking must have overlooked it or something." I get so much. It's just it's hard. I don't know how Russ or Alan does it. Alan responds to every email that he gets.
I'm going to email him just to give him something more to do.
Okay. Right. He does 900 emails a day.
That's nuts, dude. That's crazy. Dude,
another one's not going to matter, I don't think. Yeah, dude, he's, I'm pretty sure that's what he mostly does, is respond to emails. He responds to emails, and he does TV interviews, and, works his ass off.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Man doesn't even own a car, dude, he's a biker. He bikes it all out. He it's not
like
a motorcycle.
It's like though. Earl Blumenauer.
Yeah, dude. Straight up.
Right on, dude.
Yeah, I love my boss. I love doing what I'm doing. I really hope I get to do it forever. And that brings me to our next event that me and Kaliko are going to go to with Russ and Carrie. And that's the San Francisco High Times Cup. The musical guest hasn't been announced yet, but if you're going to compare it to Denver with Kid Cudi, I don't know how they're going to top that. And they're going to have to because it's San Francisco, man. California has some of the best marijuana in the world. Oh, you think I'm opening myself up here?
No, I'm like... I'm stoked, man.
Are you stoked? Damn. Are you stoked? I last year at the San Francisco Cup, the first one, I took my parents and I took my wife, and my mom just got fucking messed up. Ridiculous. They give out samples of medibles, and it's crazy, man. Some of the stuff that people are coming up with, and I'm really excited to see how much more it's advanced this year. And that's one of the things about marijuana is the advances that people have made in edibles and tinctures and making different concentrates, especially shout out to Nika T, making some of the best solventless concentrates I've ever tried. I'm thinking about driving, flying out to Denver just to go get more.
That would be nice.
Yeah, seriously.
Bring me back some.
Yeah.
I wish I had the money to go.
I know, right? I've been buying some BHO at the dispensaries here lately, and it just not up to snuff, man.
I bet.
Just really not. And that's one of the things about California is they're really only their only concentration method that they're allowed to do is cold water bubble hash. And I've seen some pretty amazing bubble hash come out of California, but you're not getting the RSO, the Rick Simpson oil, or the or your BHO, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Nika T's solventless would probably hit the.
I just want some oil.
I know, dude. Well, we'll go hit some oil after this, man.
Maybe I'm addicted, dude.
I think you're straight up addicted.
Oh Lord.
By the way, I think I lost my skillet. Like, how do you lose a piece of glass like that?
The one that went down to Salem with us?
Yeah, it's probably still sitting in the back of my car, huh?
Yeah.
Is it?
Last I saw it was on...
Just sitting in the seat at the back of my car.
Yeah, in the pocket behind the driver's
right.
seat.
That's right, dude. I completely forgot. Working it out straight up on the Ganja John show.
Yeah.
I think we're going to wrap it up here because it's our last night on Earth, and me and Clico are going to explore each other's bodies.
It's been excellent. It's been wonderful.
No, dude, I'm not trying to. I'm joking. That was a joke.
Whatever.
We're going to explore some hash oil is what we're going to do.
Gonna explore the gym, man.
Yeah, we're gonna go to the gym, and this is how I've been working it out, dog. I try to smoke just a little, like maybe smoke like a bowl, like a little personal bowl before I go to the gym, right? Mm-hmm. And then when I get home, I like to reward myself with the hash oil, and I'll do like, you know, 5 or 6 dabs, something like that. You know what I mean?
That sounds good.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
I'll take that. We are going to leave the show. No, we're not, because that's not working. Dude, nothing is working for us today.
Dude, it's the Friday after Friday the 13th.
Yeah, everything was supposed to be a fuck-up last week, and it's just
Well, it's the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah, so. It's absolutely ridiculous. I can't...
I mean, we're all going to somewhere.
We're going somewhere, man. It's Rapture Day. I'm going to be this weekend partying as much as I can, burning from the inside out with the smell of sulfur. And fire and brimstone and all that. I'm going to go ahead and leave you guys with a little Snoop Dogg.
Little grindcore.
I wake up early in the morning. Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg. Smoking on some shit that you have a great weekend. Enjoy the Rapture, everybody. And don't forget, live it like it's legal. A sack full of OG under lock and key. None for the homies, this is all for me. Got a blunt looking like a Kelly palm tree. Police roll by, I got nothing on me. Cause the smoke's already in the air. I'm loped up with 2 braids in my hair. All star with the khaki suit. I'ma fuck around and take it back to classic Snoop. On the east side, standing on the VIP. Back then, the only red was my EYE. Use the PYT, and you looking so fine. I'm sorry, baby girl, but tonight is freeze time. Sacks full of chronic. Out of this world, could relax on a comic. This is church music, listen to the choir. To burn my kush, you must use fire. Legal double G like never heard before. Smoking that bomb like THC4. West Coast worldwide, seashore to seashore. When's the last time you seen a G in a G4? Don't worry, I wait. Time's ticking, I'm tripping, I'm slipping away. Into a zone where these hoes on my dog bone. A dog whistle and they download my ringtone. And she's so hypnotized by this pimp's poem. What I got here is mine, gon' get your own. I put beats to rhymes, get peace of mind. OZs to dimes and this weed is mine.
Smell what I smoke for the bag open up. Good chance if you see me there, I'm smoking one. License to get it from the men who grow this shit. Little nigga blowing weed for eyes old enough. If I'm in the building, it's hard not to notice it. Hit up Willie, said, dog, I got some hoes to fuck. I'ma fall through with an ounce of that potent shit. Don't trip, bitch, we gon' all sip, blow the whole zip. Let you hit mine, plus you supplying your own little bit. My nigga get high and let the hoes twist. Say you don't fuck with twist, look how you rolled it. They ain't smoking like ours. I'm rolling up papers, they be burning for hours. And if it's fire, I'm smoking the whole thing, getting tired.
It's peace,
yeah.